Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third, the DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill North. Batting second, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh, the DH, Angel Manguel. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts in front of the plate. Tenarche fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Fuller moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Fuller moves to third. Cabell moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Jackson scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Bellinger moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Blue Moon Odom now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Blair scores. Grich moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to third for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris throws to second for one, and Donaldson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Grich scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Orioles. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-1 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards second. Grich scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Tenarche and he is out, Donaldson applying the tag. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Blair takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from 10 Arch A and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rudy strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene 10 Arch A is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. 10 Arch A is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. 10 Arch A hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Odom. Bellinger moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gritch hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Williams scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 9-2, Orioles. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Hazu Alou now playing right field. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Alou reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to third. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. 1 out. It's 9-3, Orioles. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Washington pinch runs for Gene Tenarche. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-3 in the game. Manghul hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich catches it and throws to first to double up Washington. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.